Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, February 25th, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. And boy, I'll tell you what, I want to thank each of you for being on this call and listening in. I know we've got a lot of folks on here live. I know we have some folks that are listening to this on playback as well. You have picked a wonderful call to be a part of. We have got a powerful call lined up this morning. We are joined by none other than Miss Rebecca Baker from California, calling in live this morning. And it's bright and early out there in California, but she is on the line live, and we are so excited to hear from her as our featured keynote speaker this morning. We are also going to hear from Mr. Brian Fahili from Ringgold, Louisiana, who's already been out and rolling this morning. He's going to share with us some important information. And we also have, we are privileged to have $700,000 ring earner and platinum council member, Mr. Mark Riches, on the line with us here this morning. And I want to start the call this morning with maybe the most important announcement of the day. It happens to be Mr. Mark Riches' birthday today. We want to wish him a very happy birthday. And I'll even say that loud because I know that he's getting older. Happy birthday, Mark. We're really excited for your birthday, and certainly want to wish him the best of the best. We appreciate his leadership, and we want to celebrate him, especially on this special day. Folks, what an exciting time it is in the world of Legal Shield Business Solutions. There has never been a time. We say that often, but this is so true, and it's true every time that we say it. There's never been a time where we've had so many exciting things that have been happening. I hope that most of you, if not all of you, got to listen to the call that we had last week. We had Mr. Alan Spence on the line. He's a product manager there with Legal Shield. He's the one who's been running the show, or at least a big part of that, with the transition to the new identity theft product. And he shared some really, really valuable information. If you didn't have a chance to listen to that call, I would definitely recommend that you go back and listen to it from last week. It is up in the back office as a recorded call. I did want to just share with you, because this was important. He sent an email either later that day or the next day where he made an important clarification as to the groups that would be migrating over to the new plan. He had said last week on the live call, he said that any group that was effective April 2016 or later would be migrating to the new plan, and that was actually incorrect. It's any group that had production after April 2016. So even if they were a group before April of 2016, if they've had production in, you know, basically the last almost 3 years, then they would be migrating to the new plan. So I just wanted to make that clarification. We had some confusion on that because we had some of our reps that said, well, I've gone to some of my groups that are a little bit more established. They were groups before April of 2016 and told them we're going to get a new identity theft plan. Is that not correct? And that's where he came back and clarified, no, if they've had production in the last almost 3 years since April of 2016, then they will be migrating into the new plan, the new identity theft solutions plan, which has those 18 new coverages. And so anyway, I just wanted to make that clear. Of course, if you have any questions on that migration, you feel free to contact us. You can also just call Legal Shield Business Solutions directly and pose those questions. I know they've been very responsive and have been very helpful as we move into this transition. And I'm so excited about everything that is going on with that new product. We've got some important events coming up this week. This Friday is March 1st, and on the first Friday of every month, we do our B2B Roundtable call. It's the same number that you dialed to join this call this morning. We'll have that roundtable call this Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time, and we'd love for you to join it. That's always just a great call. We've got top producers like the folks that are on the line this morning, Rebecca Baker and Brian Fahili and Adam Thompson and Evan Westensko. I shouldn't start naming names because we have a lot of people who have joined that call, and who are regularly on that call. Bob Nissom, who spoke to us a couple of weeks ago, and so on and so forth. There are many that really generously give of their time to get on that call and just answer questions and talk about what is working in the marketplace today. That is definitely a call that you want to plug into to learn more about the business solution side of our business, the employee benefit specifically, the employee benefit side of our business, where we're taking Legal Shield and ID Shield, we're going into companies, we're offering those two plans as voluntary benefits to these companies, and we've obviously got a lot of folks who are experiencing a large degree of success in doing that, and that roundtable call is all about just kind of picking their brains and talking about what's working, again, in the market. So we'd invite you on that this Friday morning at 9 a.m., and then I'll just put a plug in for this Saturday. If there are any of you up in the Minnesota market or Wisconsin market, I'm really excited. I'm going to be up in Minneapolis, Minnesota this Saturday conducting a Legal Shield Business Solutions Basics training. And the details of that are on our events page. And so you can get the location and register for that event. Whenever I travel like that, listen, I mean, I'll go and train Legal Shield's Business Solutions folks. That's what they're asking me to do. But I always really enjoy it when there are a bunch of Harvard Risk Management folks. I know we've got a lot of HRMC folks up in that area, and I would love to have you plug in and be there at that training. I always enjoy it more when we've got members of our own team that are part of these events. So we'd invite you and definitely welcome you out this Saturday in Minnesota. Speaking of successful enrollments, we're really excited this morning to have Mr. Brian Fahili. You know, Monday morning, 9 o'clock Central Time, there are some of us that are just kind of moseying into our office, and, you know, this is kind of our wake-up call for the day and for the week, getting us started on the right foot. But I'm going to tell you, that's not Brian Fahili this morning. He has already been out this morning doing enrollments, successfully enrolling employees. We'll let him talk about how that's gone for him this morning. But here's a gentleman that has been in the business for 15 years now and yet is out early on a Monday morning enrolling. And that's what really makes our top producers, is they're willing to do today what others are not willing to do today. In other words, they're willing to do today what others don't so that they'll have tomorrow what others won't. And Mr. Fahili is certainly in that sweet category of people that are really willing to take their business to the next level. And we appreciate him joining the call this morning. And I've asked him, he shared with me a couple of weeks ago an experience that he had with one of his members. I've asked him to share that on the call this morning. And also, Brian, if you could talk about your enrollment this morning and how opening this new group is going. And we'll turn the call over to you. Thanks for being on here.
Well, thank you, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear, brother.
Okay, great. Well, welcome, everybody. And like Mike, I'd like to start my portion of the call off by wishing Mark a very happy birthday. And I'll say it real loud because you are getting older. You're trying to catch me, I believe. But happy birthday, Mark. I wish nothing but blessings for you and your family. Hope you have a great day today. But as Mike was saying, I have been out this morning. As a matter of fact, since I got on the call, I'm back in my car again. I landed a company, and I talked about it on the B2B call, or call that Mike was doing, I'm sorry, the other night. He asked me to get on there. This was a warm market lead that I followed, and I tell everybody, you know, a lot of people in this business say, well, I don't want to approach my cousin. He's got a company. Or I don't want to approach my friend. He's the, you know, CFO of a business or what have you. Until I've been in the business a while and see how it goes and everything else. Folks, if that's you, you're barking up the wrong tree, I'm going to tell you. From the very beginning, from the very day I became an associate and started in the business, Mike told me, follow your leads, follow your warm market. Who do you do business with? Follow your dollar. And those were some of my first groups, my doctor's office, The school where my kids went to school, that school district is one of my clients. They were one of my first customers. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't follow those warm leads, you're really missing out on a great opportunity. This was a warm lead of mine. My son went to work for this company as the safety manager. I know the owner of the company. I've been knowing him for years. I didn't even know he had his own business until my son went to work for him. But I ran into him at a daddy-daughter dance. I had to take my granddaughter because her daddy, my oldest son, works offshore. He was over in Spain at the time. And I ran into the owner of the company, and we started talking. And he's had the plan for years. And I said, Red, I'd like to come in and just meet with your employees. And he said, Mr. Brian, that'd be great. He said, get with Scott. He's my CFO. I'm sure he'll want the plan. And sure enough, Scott signed up. So this morning was my first morning. I had to go down and meet. This is an energy service company. They haul off wastewater and stuff from the drilling rigs. And I had to go down there and meet with 10 of their guys. I've got 9 signed up already. Another one said he'll be back in the morning to meet with me, and he said, I'll fill it out then. He was just in a big hurry. But now I'm headed to their office location in Minden, Louisiana. I'm meeting with 2 new drivers that are getting orientated. They called me up and said, look, we got 2 in here right now. Come on up. You can get with them, get them signed up, and then I can meet with some of the office staff up there. So I've got a big day lined out. I've got to be back down there at 5 o'clock this evening to meet with 15 more drivers that will be changing out today at 5. So it'll be a long day, but it'll be well worth it. And that's just one thing going on. And I just, once again, want to emphasize, follow your warm market. Folks, I'd rather make a mistake in front of somebody I know than get in front of a bunch of strangers and get up there and forget something or maybe not mention something. You know, when you're dealing with people that you know, when you're dealing with people that can, you know, one great thing about this, the one guy that was in there is a good friend of my son's. And every time one or two of those guys walk in, he'd say, you need to go over there and get with that guy, and you want to get on that program. Well, you know, you can't ask much more than that when the boss is telling them to come over there and do it. So it works out real well. So follow those leads. My second thing is something that happened to me a couple of months ago that really touched my heart, really made me once again realize that all these years I've been doing something that means more than just income for me and my family, but it means something to the people we sign up on these plans. And what it was, folks, is I was cold calling some companies. I saw this one company in a town about an hour away from my home, and it was called Haynes International. Well, Haynes International, the plant they have here, is just one of their subsidiaries. The corporate office is up in Ohio. But I called the girl. We made an appointment, a DM meeting. I went and met with her. We had a really nice conversation. She was a really nice young lady. At that time, you know, I like to get to know who I'm talking to and everything. She expressed to me that her husband was in the military, and they had 4 children, and he was over in Syria. And I said, well, I will be praying for him, and I, you know, please let him know we thank him for his service and everything. Well, we had a really good meeting. She really loved the plan and everything, and she said, let me get this information up to corporate and talk to my boss and see where we go from there. And I said, okay, I'll check back with you in a couple of days, which I did. A couple of days later, I called her up, and I said, Barbara, how's it going? I said, were you able to get that information up there? And she said, yes. I haven't heard anything back, Brian. She said, but is there any way me and my husband can go ahead and sign up on this plan now? And I said, sure. And I said, I'll run over there. Well, I went over there. We were supposed to meet for 10 minutes. It turned out to be well over an hour and 20 minutes. And what it was her husband at that point was just getting deployed. And she said, you know, there's a lot of things just because of where he's going and everything that we want to make sure that we've got everything set up in case the worst happens. So right away they got their will done. They had some questions for the the attorneys that were able to get in there and help them get some things situated just in case he didn't return home. And I'm sad to announce that about a month ago, I woke up, I was watching the early news about 5 in the morning when all of a sudden they talked about that suicide bomber in Syria and it had killed 4 American soldiers. Well, a little bit later on, they released the name and it was her husband. And I was devastated, but in the same breath, I was also somewhat relieved because I know that what I did with her and what we did that day and her husband signing up and getting that will put in place and getting the other legal matters that they needed help with straightened out, that she, you know, it was tragic enough what she was going through, but these weren't things she was going to have to worry with. And his name was Farmer. That was his last name. He was a sergeant and in the Marines, and he was, like I said, he was blowing up in that explosion. My whole point for saying this, folks, is, yes, is there great opportunity with this business? Yes, there is. Can it change your life? Do you get time freedom and everything else? Yes, you do. But what really has always been so big for me is this membership and what it's done for me and my family and all the thousands of families I have signed up on this plan. And it made me feel a little bit better knowing that at least she had the legal help, she had the wherewithal put in place, that when this happened to her husband, all those things she did not have to stress over. So, folks, we do more than just go out and start a business and everything else. We are here to help people. And I can't stress that enough. And I love that about what we do, and it always makes me feel good. And like Mike said, I've been with the company a little over 15 years now. When I lay down at night, I've always felt good about what I do here. Is it hard? Yeah, it's not a piece of cake. You got to work it. But is it worth it? Yes, it is, especially when you have a story like that. Now, it's got a sad ending, but as far as my circumstances go, I was happy to know that I was able to help that family out. And with that, Mike, I'll throw it back to you.
Wow, Brian, thank you so much for sharing that, and what a great reminder about the power and the importance of what we do. And you know, our hearts and prayers go out to this lady and obviously raising kids, and that's something that nobody would want to deal with. But as you said so well, I mean, at least we know one thing, that she's got the peace of mind of knowing that important document was put into place thanks to her membership and thanks to you and your efforts and that's what this business is all about, is how can we go out and affect people, how can we help people today, and once that mission of this company and this business goes from our head to our hearts, I've always said and I've always believed that that's when amazing things can really start to happen. And Brian, congratulations to you on your success as well, and keep it up. 9 out of 10 this morning at your enrollment's not bad. You know, I'd like you to get up to 10 out of 10 maybe before the end of the day. But anyway, we sure do appreciate
you. Well, thanks, Mike, and maybe Mark, if he's not too tired because he's so old, can call me up and coach me a little bit later on.
There you go. We sure do appreciate you. Congratulations again on your success that you're having. Well, guys, I am so excited this morning, again, for our keynote speaker, Miss Rebecca Baker out of California, who is an executive director, a ring earner with Legal Shield, and again, one of our top producers that we have. And really one of our top trainers as well. I always enjoy listening to Rebecca. She's so fantastic at just breaking down what she's doing to have success and so willing to share. That's not always typical in sales, especially outside sales, for someone to get on a conference call and share what they've done that has worked. And yet that's really the culture of our business and something that I'm truly grateful for. People like Brian and Rebecca who have no problem opening up and sharing what they're doing to see success. And every time she trains, we just get such positive feedback from what she shares. She's so down to earth and so open and honest and really authentic. And we really do appreciate her leadership and her willingness to get on a call again early out there in California. 7 a.m. Is when this call started. Yet she was on here bright and early, ready to go. And we really do appreciate you, Rebecca, and thank you for being on the call this morning. And cannot wait to hear what you have to share with our group. We'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's such a pleasure to be on the call. And I love hearing from Brian Fahili. I tell you, I have such a desire to protect Americans. And when he tells his stories, he's got his heart in the right place. And that's, man, I've been in the business 8 years, and it's like, you know what? I love hearing from Brian. He just, he helps me align my heart with my head and move forward. So it's great to hear from him, and super happy birthday to you, Mr. Mark Riches. I hope your day is fabulous. I'm excited this morning. I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about 10 habits to master your attitude as you build your HRMC business. Because in life and in this business, we're always chasing something. We're chasing executive director or a promotion. Maybe we're going after a new car or working on losing weight, or maybe we're chasing a significant other. But this leads to the belief that when I lose 15 pounds, when blank happens, I'll finally be happy. And while these major events do make us happy at first, research shows that the happiness doesn't last. In a study at Northwestern University a few years ago, they measured the happiness levels of regular people against those who had won large lottery prizes just the year prior. And researchers were surprised to discover that the happiness ratings of both groups, the ones who had won the lottery and the ones who had not, their happiness levels were practically identical. So the mistaken notion that major life events dictate your happiness and sadness is so prevalent that psychologists actually have a name for it. It's called impact bias. And the reality is, even event-based happiness is fleeting. It comes and it goes. Happiness in life, though, and in this business, is synthetic. That means that you either create it or you don't. Happiness that lasts is earned through your habits. And that's what I'm here to teach today, how to make happiness last day to day through the ups and the downs. Because happy people and happy business associates here within our HRMC family have honed habits that maintain their happiness day in and day out. So get a pen and paper, 10 simple habits, and here's what we need to develop a good attitude to being successful in this business. So number one is simply to develop a growth mindset. People's core attitudes fall into one of two categories. Either one, you're a fixed mindset, or two, you're a growth mindset. And with a fixed mindset, you believe that you are who you are, you cannot change. Well, that can limit you. That will kind of damn your progress right there if you're not willing to change. It creates problems when you're challenged, because anything that appears to be more than you can handle is bound to make you feel hopeless and overwhelmed. You think you're stuck. You think you're you. You can't go anywhere else. But people, on the other hand, with a growth mindset, they understand that they can improve with effort. If they put more work, if they put more effort in, more energy, they're going to be able to get better. And this makes them happier because they're better at handling difficulties. And are there difficulties in this business? Absolutely. If you've ever had an unsuccessful enrollment, that's difficult. Making 50 cold calls. I've made 72 cold calls once and did not set a single decision-maker meeting. That's a temporary difficulty, but it's a simple part of the hard work that we put into our HRMC business. And people with a growth mindset, they also outperform those with a fixed mindset because they embrace challenges and they treat them as opportunities to learn something new. So what leaders often miss is that to develop a growth mindset, they actually need to work on themselves. We know in our HRMC business that it's super important to take at least 10 or 15 minutes a day to work on self-development, to read positive books. And it actually requires a great amount of confidence and humility to become what Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, she calls it the learn-it-all rather than the know-it-all. So a leader wants to learn-it-all somebody with a fixed mindset just knows it all. So this is actually a shift from the traditional view of a leader being the expert or the most knowledgeable person in the room, to the leader is the person who has to draw out and inspire and motivate the experts, the holders of the knowledge. So that's habit number one, develop a growth mindset. Number two, simply make an effort to be happy. No one wakes up feeling happy every day, and supremely happy people are no exception. They just work a little harder than everyone else. They know how easy it is to get stuck into a routine where you don't monitor your emotions or actively try to be happy and positive. But happy people constantly evaluate their moods, and they make decisions with their happiness in mind. If we have happy memories, we're likely to be happy people. So if you're having a cruddy day and you're having a rough time, put a happy thought, think of a happy experience, and replay that in your mind. That's going to help you be happy. That's putting in an effort to be happy. Or to say it another way, we can control our happiness just by intentionally creating good memories. And we can also become better when we aspire to be better and choose to hold on to those memories as we move forward. So that was number two, make an effort to be happy. Number three, we need to help others. Taking the time to help people not only makes you, not only makes them happy, but also makes you happy. Helping other people gives you a surge of oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, all of which are neurotransmitters in your brain that make you feel good. So it just makes sense to help others. In a Harvard study, employees who helped others were 10 times more likely to be focused at work and 40% more likely to get a promotion. Time is valuable, and most people understand that. When you take time out of your day to help a friend, they absolutely remember it. And that same Harvard study showed that people who consistently provide social support were the most likely to be happy during times of stress. So as long as you make certain that you're not overcommitting yourself, helping others is actually a sure way to have a positive influence on your mood. Helping others should be a natural extension of every business leader's responsibilities. But unfortunately, it doesn't come easy, not as easy as you would think. It takes time. It takes sacrifice. But if you can focus on helping others, you're going to feel better yourself. So that was number three, help others. Number four, I like this one, develop deep conversations. Happy people know that happiness and substance go hand in hand. You want the substance of a deep conversation, not just superficial light stuff. They avoid gossip, small talk, and judging others. And instead, happy people focus on meaningful interactions. They engage with other people on a deeper level because they know that doing so feels good. It builds an emotional connection, and it's an interesting way to learn. I love learning about people. They all have their story. They all have their challenges. They all have things that they love. And to me, it's just absolutely fascinating. And in a conversation about something important, rather than let your reactions be driven by arrogance or anger, fear, or any other self-centered motives, you rise above yourself and focus on learning. And it's from this learning-focused mindset that your balanced behaviors flow. Your actions are guided by purpose rather than defensiveness, because you're more interested in thinking clearly and being effective rather than inflating your ego. You're caring more about the other person. And what this means is that in a decision-maker meeting, I build a relationship by listening, not talking. God gave me two ears and one mouth, and I think I should use them proportionately, which takes concentrated effort in this business, because we're here to teach. We're here to explain a new concept. We're here to envision with that decision-maker setting up enrollment. And that does take a lot of speaking, but we've got to be very, very controlled and be sure not to ramble on. If I'm too engaged in talking about, oh, and there's member perks, and there's this, and there's that, if I ramble on, they're going to get overwhelmed, and I won't have the trust of the decision maker on the level that I can when I slow down, I ask meaningful questions, I zip my lips, I listen, and then you know what else I do? I take notes. As soon as I leave that decision maker's office, I'm taking notes on whether or not they have children, that the children's ages, the sports and the hobbies that the kids love, And the best way to build trust is just ask questions and listen intently and remember their answers and bring up those points of conversation when you follow up with them. So that was habit number 4, develop deep conversations. Habit number 5, get enough sleep. I can't say enough about the importance of sleep to improving your mood, your focus, your self-control. I don't know if you know this, but when you sleep, your brain literally recharges. It removes toxic proteins that develop during the day. They accumulate there. It's just a byproduct of normal neuronal activity and living life. But when you sleep, this ensures that you wake up alert and clear-headed. You want that deep sleep. And studies actually show that sleep-deprived workers make worse decisions. They take longer to make any sort of decision in the workplace. And in fact, those who don't get enough sleep will spend 3 times more of their day just working on time management. Like, they can't stay focused. They have to work on their time management. That's sad. We don't want to fall into that category. This business is too important. There are too many lives we need to protect. So just remember, your energy, attention, and memory are all reduced when you don't get enough quality sleep, and it raises the stress hormone levels on its own, even when there's no stressor present. But happy people, successful people, make it a priority to sleep. And so that's just what we need to do. So that was number 5, get enough sleep. Number 6, we're going to stay positive. That's one we need to work on all day long, is staying positive, because bad things happen to everyone, including happy people, including successful people in this business. It happens all the time. But instead of complaining about how things could have been or should have been, happy people reflect on everything they're grateful for. And then they find the best solution available to the problem at hand, they tackle it, and they move on. But nothing fuels unhappiness like pessimism. And when you're faced with setbacks and challenges, we've all received that well-meaning advice, just stay positive. You know, and the greater the challenge, the more the half-glass full wisdom can come across as just being Pollyannish and unrealistic. It's hard to find the motivation to focus on the positive when positivity seems like nothing more than just wishful thinking. But the problem with a pessimistic attitude, apart from the damage that it does to your mood, is that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you expect bad things, do you expect the DM, the decision maker, to not show or to come back and say, oh no, we're not doing that? If you expect those bad things, you're more likely to experience negative events. Those pessimistic thoughts are hard to shake off until you recognize how illogical they are. So force yourself to look at the facts, look at everything you're grateful for, and then you'll see that things are not nearly as bad as they seem. And you'll be able to tackle that problem as long as you stay positive, look at what you're grateful for, and move forward. So that was 6, stay positive. Habit number 7, surround yourself with the right people. Happiness spreads through people. Negativity spreads through people. So surrounding yourself with happy people builds confidence. It stimulates creativity, and it's flat-out fun. When you're with happy people, you're having a good time. Hanging around negative people has the opposite effect. When life and work are stressful, it can be hard to stay positive on your own. And if you surround yourself with negative people, not only will they diminish any positive thinking that you've got going, but they'll compound your negativity. And in times like this, when the news is dark and you're having a rough patch and a hard thing and it feels all-consuming, be sure to surround yourself with positive people who bring up the best in you, and they understand your train of thought, and they know that will be good for your mental health and for your soul to be positive. They want people to join their pity party so they can feel better about themselves. But just think about it this way. If a person were vaping, would you sit there all afternoon inhaling the secondhand vape? No, you distance yourself, you get yourself away from those chemicals, and you should do the same thing with negative people. If you've got negative people in your life, distance yourself. You don't have to say anything, you don't have to be rude, you can just distance, and that works wonders. So number 7 was surround yourself with the right people. Habit number 8, spend money on other people. Oh my goodness, you guys, my children love this one. Hey mom, do you want to be super happy? Then you can spend some money on me. Let's go snowboarding. Or my daughter will say, take me shopping for a dress for church. Or let's go to the movies. And they're smart kids. We talk about being happy, and they'll they'll tap into that. Mom, you want to be happy? Come spend money on me. But the research does show that spending money on other people makes you much happier than spending money on yourself. And this is especially true of small things that demonstrate thoughtful effort, like going out of your way to buy a friend a book or a business associate a book that you know they'll like. And giving money to others actually does make people happier. And we're blessed that in this business we have almost endless opportunities to give, right? We give chocolate to the decision maker when we initially meet with them. We go back and refill their mugs with chocolate or give them more. We raffle off gift cards and prizes at enrollment. We drop not just chocolate, but the informative articles at like spontaneous in-person follow-ups. We can be giving gifts. So we bring lunch to Lunch and Learns with no intent of being reimbursed. So those are all ways that we can give to people. And it's a beautiful thing to do. But one of the reasons is that it creates social connection. That's why it makes us feel happy to give. But here's the deal. If you have a nice car and a big house on an island all by yourself, you're not going to be happy because we need people to be happy. So by giving to another person, you're creating a connection. You're creating a conversation with that person. And those things are really great for happiness. Happiness for you, happiness on their side as well. So that was habit number 8, spend money on other people. 9, it's a simple one. It's exercise. Getting your body moving for as little as just 10 minutes a day releases GABA, a neurotransmitter in your brain that makes you feel soothed and helps you keep control of your impulses, which is great because when you're making 50 calls and somebody's rude to you, you want to be able to control your impulses and move forward happily. So happy people, they schedule regular exercise. They follow through on it because they know it pays huge dividends for their mood and for their health. If you revel in your daily run or your visit to the gym, more power to you. But you can also walk around your block. Because not everybody feels like they want to put, you know, an hour into exercise every day. Some people dread exercise. So there is research that shows you don't need a ton of exercise. You can do a 10-minute walk. And so make it simple. You can simply park at the far end of the parking lot when you meet with the decision maker, and that will take you 5 or maybe 7 or 10 minutes to get to the front door. You could maybe walk around the building once, but it will make you feel good. And it's just a very small thing, but it does make you feel good. It does impact your attitude. So number 9 is exercise. Number 10, last but not least, this is probably my favorite way to protect my attitude and stay happy. It's number 10 is slow down to appreciate life's little pleasures. By nature, we fall into routines. It's great in this business. You're in the routine of making your calls and, you know, going to your DM meetings and making your follow-up calls. It's great. It saves us brain power and actually creates comfort. But sometimes we get so caught up in the routine and getting everything done that we fail to appreciate all the little things in life. But happy people, people with a good attitude, know how important it is to savor the smallest things, like the taste of the meal that they're eating. They can revel in the amazing conversation they just had. I all walk out of decision-maker meetings and go, wow, yeah, we were going to set the enrollment and, you know, things were positive there, but that woman was an inspiring woman. She does this, she does that. And I'll just sit in my car sometimes and just revel over that. I mean, we meet beautiful people every day. And if we take just a few minutes to ponder on it, we're going to enjoy life's simple pleasures. It might be taking a deep breath of fresh air. I really love to stand in the sunshine. Sometimes I'll grab my lunch. I'll just open my car door in a parking lot somewhere and stand in the sunshine and eat my lunch for 15 minutes. And that's a beautiful experience. I'm just enjoying the outdoors. I take time to smell roses. You'll find me often when I'm working from home. I'll make 25 calls, and then I'll walk to my garden and pick some cherry tomatoes and eat a little snack or some fresh strawberries from the garden. And it nourishes me as I work, and I sit there, and I'm pondering how these fruits were created and how I get to enjoy them. Small thing, it takes 2 minutes, but it really helps my attitude to be positive and be happy. And so no matter if I'm at home or I might be parked in a business parking lot having made, you know, 25 calls, 50 calls there, I'll walk around and I'll find a flower bed or I'll find something that's beautiful. I'll take a picture of it. Sometimes it's rain on the asphalt. That's a beautiful sight when you live in the Central Valley of California, or snow on a mountaintop. So just find something, two or three things each day, just life's simple pleasures, and ponder them. That's going to help keep your attitude positive. Psychologists have long touted how our mood and our daily outlooks change when we focus on positive things rather than negative. And in fact, psychologists also suggest that by simply removing negative words from your vocabulary, you can have a tremendous effect on your mood. I mean, imagine the impact of using positive words to appreciate another person. Think of what that does to your mood. You can't give another person a genuine compliment and not up your own feel-good hormone, oxytocin. That's just a natural part of life, and so find ways to appreciate little pleasures. That's number 10. I'll just recap real quickly here. So the 10 habits to master your attitude and happily build your HRMC business. Number 1 is develop a growth mindset. Number 2, make an effort to be happy. Number 3, help others. Number 4, develop deep conversations. Number 5, get enough sleep. Make that a priority, at least 7 hours or so. Number 6, stay positive. Number 7, surround yourself with the right people, with positive people. Number 8, spend money on other people. If you have children or a spouse, you're blessed. They're very easy to give to, and it feels so great to give to them. And if you're single, just reach out to friends. You'll find ways to be able to spend money on them. And that brings happiness. Number 9 is exercise. And 10, slow down to appreciate life's little pleasures. So I am just so excited to continue to build my HRMC business. I love working in the business-to-business arena. I've been around for about 8 years, but I feel like I'm just getting started. I'm so excited about all that lies up ahead. So thank you for your time. Hope that you have been able to glean something from this training here, and God bless you as you build your HRMC business. And with that, I'll turn that back over to you, Mr.
Wow. Rebecca, thank you so much for sharing, again, just straight from your heart this morning. We really do appreciate you, and what incredible advice, what incredible counsel, those habits to build, and I could not agree more with everything that you just said. I just want to thank you from the bottom of all of our hearts for preparing so well and for sharing in such an incredible way as you always do. And again, we appreciate your leadership. We appreciate the great examples, the example that you give to so many of us that benefits us and helps us grow as associates, but also just as human beings. And we really do appreciate you. Thank you again.
Thank you, Mike. It's my pleasure to be on the call.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you. Let's to close the call out, let's go up to Cookeville, Tennessee, where birthday celebration is in full swing. We appreciate Mr. Mark Riches being on the call this morning. Would love to hear his thoughts and again, some prep for some upcoming things that we can be watching out for. Mark, thanks for joining. Happy birthday again to you, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, and congratulations to everyone for treating their business serious and being on a call to kick your Monday off. What a great call. A special thank you to Brian Fahili for sharing his passion and his belief in the membership. I don't know of anyone else that's more passionate and more believing in the value of our product than Brian Fahili. And it's no wonder he's outriding 9 out of 10 memberships already this morning. And I just want to thank him for taking some time out of his day to share that with each of us. And I hope we glean from that. I hope we realize that, hey, we've got to believe in this product. We've got to use this product. We've got to own this product and really passionately believe in it to have ultimate success. And I just really appreciated that. And what an incredible training by Rebecca Baker. Wow. The 10 habits, I think she said simple habits. I think that's great for success. And Rebecca, thank you so much. It's just so well said and delivered and so applicable. You know, I agree full-heartedly with everything you said, except the exercise part. But I'm working on that. I've trying to get my 2 miles in every day. But I'll tell you what, I'm just super, super excited about taking those habits into our business and achieving success. And we want that so much for each of you. We want you to be successful. And you're making a great stride toward that by being on a call like this. And hopefully you've got a notepad down, you're taking notes, and you're trying to put this stuff that we're sharing in your minds to apply and apply these principles that we're teaching so that you can have greater success in your business. That's our goal for you, and I want you to know we get up every day hoping to help you have more success in your business. We're closing out the month of February this week. We've got 4 days left, so the month will end on Thursday. You can upload applications, which I don't think we're doing much uploading, but that ends at 5 p.m. Central Time. But you can electronically enter applications through Legal Shield at Work all the way up till midnight. So I would encourage you to take advantage of that, those cutoff times, get them done early, check your PC points. They've just updated those in our back office, so when you log in, you can look at see where you are for the month. 90 is the minimum, right? That's the minimum for getting a little check. But you could triple your check by doing 180. So we really encourage you to focus on that 180. That's $180 in revenue. You know, just it's really not that hard. If you sold three $49 plans, that's 150. So it's, you know, four $49 plans. I know we're talking group here this morning, but four individual combo plans is $200 in premium. That seems to me like a very minimum production level for anyone, even a brand new person should be able to do that. Brian Fahili, I don't know if he's written combo plans, but probably, you know, nine combo plans, you know, $38 plans, something like that. It might be selling an older pricing, but, you know, he sold nine of those already this morning. And so he's up to about $380 in premium just today, and it's, you know, not even 10 a.m. Central Time. So I'm telling you, it's very achievable. See where you are. Understand how to get to the next point, to the next level. You know, senior director, we need more senior directors in our team. We need more people that are focused on hitting 25 sales a month, minimum. That's your minimum bar, you know, 25 sales a month. We need more executive directors where we can send you those beautiful executive director trophies. And I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of people focused on that and more than probably ever before. But I would just encourage you to make that your minimum goal. I mean, I've been an executive director every single month for the last 23 years. I've never missed it. And those of you who know me and have met me know that that should give you a lot of hope because, I, you know, I don't have a big, great education. You know, I'm not the most talented person, but I am passionate about the product that we offer. I share that with Mr. Brian Fahili, and I work hard, and I'm focused. And probably more important than anything, I set a goal, and I accomplish that goal. I'm not going to say I've accomplished all my goals, but I'm very passionate about when I set a goal, I work to the very end to make sure that that happens. And I see a lot of people just give up really early in the game. And there's people that will set that are just joining our company today that are just going to join today, and they will be Performance Club qualified by Thursday at midnight. I see that every month. In the last 3 or 4 days, they go out and make it happen, and people have been in the company all month long with all the calls and all the motivation, all the training, and they don't even do what a new person can go do. So I just challenge you to set a goal. Make it happen. Make it a reality. We're counting down the days till Dallas. In fact, we're just about a month away, and there are going to be some major announcements made in Dallas. You know, we're going to be opening up new countries, so that's going to be a huge message delivered there, and I want to make sure that you're there to get those important notes and that important information regarding those launches. Another huge shift is we're going to be introducing a revenue-based model. So right now we're on a counter-based model. And here's kind of just a kind of a lead into that, but don't call Legal Shield. You can't ask questions about it. It's all going to be announced in Dallas. So no one has any information. I'm just giving you an idea. You can look on LS Engage now and start seeing your revenues, how much premium dollars. It's the same thing that Performance Club is. Performance Club is premium-based. What does that mean? Well, if you sell $49 plan, $49.90, that's $50 in premium. They always round it up to that next dollar. So, or not the next dollar, but to the next $10. So it's an even number. $49.90 equals a $50 premium. Okay. So if you sell $50 in premium, or that's $50 in premium. If you sell two of those, you got $100 in premium. They're going to take our counter model. Like right now, to get senior director, it takes 25 counters, and they're just going to turn that into a premium number. And same with executive director. It's going to be a premium number. So this is going to be a really exciting enhancement. We've been really pushing for this for a long time. And here's why. You know, if a person goes out and sells, you know, 10 $49.90 plans, you know, that's a lot of revenue. They've sold almost over $500, right? $500 in premium. Well, the same person, and how many counters is that? 10 counters. Well, if a person goes out and sells 10 $24.95 plans, just individual legal plan or family legal plans, or family ID shields, 10 $24.95s, that's half the revenue. It's $250, but it's the same counter. So you can see how the counter model is kind of construed wrong. You know, a person that's bringing the company more premium gets the same counter as someone that brought half that premium. And we did some test we've been working in several CPS groups reviewing this change, and I can tell you, for most people, it will move you up a level. If you're qualifying for executive director now, it'll probably move you to bronze, especially if you're writing the higher premium type products. And like nine, I think it was nine, you know, small business plans or something like that, you know, brought you could qualify for executive director just selling nine of the larger small business plans. So, again, very, very exciting enhancement. That's going to be rolled out in Dallas, you know, the 27th and 28th of March, and we just strongly encourage everyone to be there. If you've not got your tickets, get your tickets today. Be in Dallas. That's just one of about 10 major announcements that are going to be rolled out. I'm under secrecy on some of that. We're not even supposed to talk about the premium model other than, hey, it's coming. And it's going to be great, and you need to be there to make sure you understand it. So there, I don't know of a convention, Mike, in the past that where they've made such big announcements and enhancements to our business, and they're going to be rolling out some new tools that are just phenomenal at this event. I want to make sure everyone's there. And we're going to have a team breakout session on Saturday evening. The details of that is also in the back office on the calendar. So we'd love to have you join all of the HRMC team in Dallas on Saturday evening at the end of the event. And I'm just excited. I'm excited about all that's happening right now in the marketplace. I've got just a few little notes I just wanted to share with you. Licenses, you know, we deregulated this month, effective February 1st. We deregulated two states, Illinois and Alabama. There's others that are coming. So that's exciting. We've basically taken down one of the barriers, and that is getting a license. Now, neither of those states were a tricky license to get, a complicated one. But it's nice to be able to recruit someone in Illinois now, and they don't have to go get a license. They can just immediately get started. But I did want to mention that if you are in a licensed state, and this is some of the stuff we know, but we seldom share it on a call like this, and people just don't know. So I wanted to make sure you knew that if you are in a licensed state and you go out and spend the money to get that license, and some of them are very inexpensive, like Texas is just $20. But if you fast start qualify, so if you get your 3-in-1 or your 6 sales within your first 20 days, Legal Shield then will then reimburse you that license fee and the appointment fee. So they have been doing it automatically without you having to monitor that, which has really been nice. But just to make you aware that you do get reimbursed. So you might be saying, well, I'm putting off getting my license. Might as well get it make sure that you Fast Start qualify, and then that Legal Shield will reimburse you those costs. What a great opportunity that is. Also, I announced this a few weeks ago, I believe at the beginning of the month. I just want to reiterate it, how easy it is to enroll another agent. All you have to do is send them to hrmcenroll.com. So hrmcenroll.com/your agent ID number. So hrmcenroll.com/000000. Whatever your six-digit agent ID number is, you'd put there on the end. And what's really nice is you don't have to give them your code anymore. Of course, you're kind of giving them your code in the URL, but it's a lot easier process to become an agent. We've simplified that, and that's all they need. If they go to that site, they're immediately able to become an agent. So the old way still works. You can still send them to harvardbenefits.com and click on Agent Access and give them an access code, and they have to enter that little security code. But easier than that is to use hrmcenroll.com/your agent ID number, and you can enroll an agent right on that site. They become part of your team. And I just want to challenge everyone as we close up the month of February. This is going to be one of our biggest recruiting months ever. And I just challenge you, the several hundred people that are on this call and listening to it, to before the end of the month, find someone that you can have join your team. You know, that's what creates a great opportunity here. And Rebecca talked about investing money and sharing with other people. And I just challenge you to share the opportunity that you and I have, this amazing opportunity to go out and deliver this incredible product, to get a 12-month advance commission the next day, to get lifetime residual income in a market that is in high demand for our products and services. I mean, we are in the gold mine. We have the most amazing opportunity that has ever existed. Share that with other people is my challenge. And enroll someone, an agent, someone, before the end of the month on Thursday evening. So I just challenge you to do that. It's free to join our company. We have the most amazing training and support platform that exists. Give other people the opportunity to take advantage of that and build with you. And I found this out fairly early in the business, that when you join other people, when you enroll other people and work with other people, it motivates you as well. I mean, hearing Brian Fahili, I'm so glad he's part of my team, but hearing his story about how this morning he went out and wrote 9 out of 10 on his first enrollment, that I'm motivated by that. You know, I'm excited about that. He's on my team. I mean, if you have enough people on your team, you never can have a bad day again. You might have your own bad enrollment, but if you got 10 guys on your team or 10 people on your team, someone's going to have a good enrollment. Someone's going to have a good day. And that's what's fun about it is, you know, it just spreads out the risk of going out there on commission only by having a team. And I just encourage you to do that. The smartest financial decision I ever made probably was just joining Legal Shield 23 years ago. But the second thing I did that really made an impact, and it's paid me over $11 million in override income, is started recruiting and putting a team together. And I just encourage you to mix that along with what you're doing. You know, you can change a life. There's not very many industry or professions out there where you can go out and change people's lives. But this one, the opportunity that you and I have, we can go out and change people's lives every day by delivering an incredible product and service to them, but also by opening the door to financial freedom and passive income and residual income and all of the great things that we have, by opening the door for people to have a shot at this incredible opportunity that you and I enjoy. I appreciate, again, Rebecca sharing so much great information on the call. I appreciate each of you joining us on the call this morning. I'm looking forward to hosting the B2B Roundtable call this Friday morning with some of our top producers to hear their insights on the current market. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Wow, thank you so much, Mark, and what profound insight that you shared. I could not agree more with what you said about the Dallas event. You know, I'm thinking back at, you know, throughout the years, the conventions that have really kind of stood out in my mind as important fundamental events that I needed to be at, and I agree with what you said. I can't think of any of them that are more important than this event. You know, maybe 2011, when LegalShield had been acquired and they did the whole rebranding, like that was a very important one to be at. That was here in Dallas as well, and I'm going to tell you, with what they're rolling out next month, it's every bit as important, and maybe even more important, to be there to really get that firsthand understanding. I just really want to add my encouragement to all of our associates here listening in this morning that you get to Dallas next month, just a month away. I mean, we're just literally a month away from that, and so excited, again, for what's coming up there at that event. Thank you again to Mr. Markriches for sharing this morning. A great happy birthday to you, my brother, and surely do appreciate all that you do. Thank you again to Ms. Rebecca Baker for her excellent keynote training this morning, and also to Mr. Brian Fahili for sharing his testimonial on the call. We wish you all the very, very best as we close out the month of February this week. Let's make it happen. Let's get out there and take Mr. Markriches' challenge to not only increase our own production and close the month with a strong showing in achieving our goals, but also to recruit someone and help change a life, as he mentioned. I'm certainly grateful that over 20 years ago now, I became an associate thanks to my brother, and certainly grateful for his effort in that, and continue to be grateful for what this opportunity has meant to me and my family. God bless every one of you, and again, make it a great week.